They'd bake it and it was good too. And they'd call it pones of bread.
Uh-huh. Pones of bread.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's low. It's loaves of bread.
Uh-huh.
And
but so when they've been talking about light bread, they call it.
Call it pones.
Pones of light bread.
Pones of bread. Pone of bread.
That's really funny.
I ain't heard that name used for since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was pretty small.
When you heard, yeah.
And some old person is doing it then.
And then some old person was doing it then.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago. You're really good at this because you've got a good memory and you remember all the stuff that you heard when you were a kid, you know?
Yeah.
That's
well,
you've got a good
I
memory.
Come up the hard way.
Uh-huh.
Till I got up. Like till I was up in my upper teens, and
mm-hmm.
then I made all the money I needed,
uh-huh.
and I have ever since.
Uh-huh.
And I made it honest.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I didn't try to beat nobody, and
yeah.
I liked everybody, and everybody liked me, I guess. Let on like you did.
I think so. I can see why. Well, what would they call those bags that were made out of rough kind of cloth, like seeds and stuff might be? Come in, or potatoes, or
I know what you mean, but I don't know that I ever heard them called. Burlap.
Burlap was that? Uh huh.
Yeah, there's one variety they'd call burlap,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another that they would call I don't know what they'd be.
Toe sack? Did you ever hear?
Toe sack.
Yeah. You've heard that?
Yeah, heard that. Mm-hmm. But that's all the same, a burlap and
well, that's all the same.
And a toe sack is all the same.
Uh-huh.
But they had another one that they'd bring potatoes in, and it'd just be kind of a mat, just a kind of a, well, it, you could just see through it. It was all open, woven stuff. I don't know what you'd call it. I just don't know what they. The right name would be for that.
Well, now, when you have to take corn to a grist mill, did you?
Yeah, I was a kid, I was 12, 13, 14 years old. There was one on Big Creek down here, a corn mill,
uh-huh.
ground meal,
uh-huh.
corn meal.
Uh-huh.
I'd go down there and put about a bushel of corn in my sack, and we'd fill it up, and I'd go down there to the mill, and I'd take my fish hooks, and I'd fish while they was grinding my corn. I'd catch some pretty good catfish down there in that
uh-huh.
mill pond. They'd
uh-huh.
have to have a big pond of water. It run by water,
uh-huh.
and it run that old big wheel by water, and it yeah, you'd grind corn, and I liked that meal too pretty well.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did?
When I was a kid, I don't know how long I did that, but anyway, I went to that old water mill, it's called
mm-hmm.
grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had one here at the Regis place here at Mountain Home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he had a root mill there, a flour mill, and a corn mill too.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did they, when you were carrying corn to be ground at the mill, what would you call the amount that you'd be carrying at one time?
About a bushel.
That's about how much you...
That's about what I'd put on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Take a meal sack and put a bushel in, then it'd lap over and not fall over.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And divide it, you know, but uh-huh. on each side of the...
On the horse.
Back of the saddle.
Uh-huh. Well, now, David, if you were carrying it in a wagon, if you took it in a wagon, how much could you take?
Well, you could take a wagon load.
Oh, you could.
Well, now, since I've been up here, and while I was on the farm, too, I'd take a wagon load or a pickup load of a year corn and have it pulverized and feed it.
Did you ever hear anybody call that a turn of corn?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.